Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business.
The Advanced Course in Personal Achievement, Moving Beyond Goals to the Next Level of Accomplishment, by Roger Dawson. Read by Roger Dawson. Session 1, Learning to Go Beyond Goal Setting and Positive Thinking. Once upon a time, in a beautiful old gold rush town in the Rocky Mountains of Canada called Opportunity, there lived a flock of long-necked geese. On a beautiful fall morning when the surrounding mountains were glowing with the bright red and yellows of the fall scenery, it was time for the geese to take off for their annual migration to their winter feeding grounds in Mexico. As was the custom, this was a big day for the townspeople of Opportunity, the day when they all came out to see the geese leave. As if programmed to do so, the geese took off with a great flapping of wings. They circled the lake twice and then headed south to the cheers of the townspeople. Several days later, the geese were approaching Contentment, Colorado, a town that Quaker pilgrims founded in 1857. They saw a beautiful lake on the outskirts of town and decided to spend the night there. It was the most beautiful lake they'd ever seen, and the next day they decided to stay for another night. There was plenty of food for them to eat, and they were very happy there. 2 days turned into a week, and nobody wanted to leave except one or two of the younger geese, who went to their leaders and said, "Winter is coming to Contentment, and we must leave this beautiful place soon and fly on to Mexico. The only way we'll get back to Opportunity in the spring is if we leave Contentment now." However, most of the geese were happy there and wanted to stay longer. Why take the risk and make the effort to fly on when things may be much worse further south? Everything we need is right here. Several weeks passed. The first winter storm blew in, and the lake started to freeze. Soon the geese had trouble finding enough food and began to grow weak. The kindly Quakers who lived in the town felt sorry for the geese and started to feed them. After a while, the geese gathered at the side of the lake every morning, waiting for the townspeople to give them food. The geese weren't lazy. Every day they flew around in circles, went to endless meetings with other geese, and spent many hours rearranging their homes at the edge of the lake. They were always busy, but they quit looking for food because they knew the townspeople would always take care of them. One day a stranger was traveling through town and stopped to watch the town.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?